Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day. Let me encourage you from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 20. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, it was a cold, clear night. The stars twinkled above and an air of peaceful serenity settled calmly over the field outside of Bethlehem. The fire was burning low as the shepherds sprawled out to rest among the sheep. "What is the meaning of that star?" asked one of the younger boys. As some turned to look, the star seemed to sparkle with a glorious glow, almost hanging over Bethlehem. Then suddenly they were blinded by a brilliant light. They cried out in fright and hid their faces in the ground. The consoling voice of an angel calmed their spirits as they listened in rapture to the blessed announcement of the long-awaited Messiah. How great was their joy! My dear brothers and sisters, have you ever wondered why these simple, uncouth shepherds, without wealth, power, or social position, were the first to receive heaven's glorious message? Prophecy foretold that salvation would be offered first to Israel. Thus, the Jewish shepherds were allowed to adore the Savior before the arrival of the Gentile wise men. Perhaps the humble shepherds were also chosen to receive the angel's message because God wanted to send His only Son to be associated with the seemingly unimportant of this world rather than among the proud and wealthy. Also, God knew that these lowly shepherds would receive His news of salvation with open hearts and would return with great joy to share what they had heard and seen. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, I was listening to this beautiful carol, very old one. Right, it originated in the 17th century in Germany. A vivid description of the first Christmas night reminds us of the various lands and cultures that have provided our many lovely carols, giving us a rich musical and spiritual heritage. Enjoy this carol as I post it here. While by our sheep we watched at night, glad tidings brought an angel bright. And the chorus is, how great our joy, 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 joy. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high, praise we the Lord on heaven on high. This season, my dear brothers and sisters, take your place with the shepherds when the heavenly announcement was given. Move with them to the manger and worship in awe. Return with a song of praise upon your lips. Hear the gentle echo in the night's stillness and share your joy with others. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. Lord God Almighty, we thank you for this season of Christmas. Then Lord, we rejoice knowing that light has come into the dark world, that jubilee has come for your people, redemption has come for your people, salvation has come for your people, and we are highly grateful to you for that, for the gift of salvation that we have received from you. Your gift is generous, your gift is intimate, your gift is free, your gift is true, and we honor you for that, O God. This morning, O Father God, I pray that as your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day, grant them great grace and glory. Fill their hearts with cheer and with joy that they will spread the Christmas message to the people all around them in their marketplaces, O Father. And they will worship Jesus filled with the awe of God. Bless them and be with them and uphold them with your right righteous hand. Abba Father, I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I speak healing into their bodies, O Father, that in this season they will enjoy robust health and strength, vigor and vitality, because it belongs to them, that being the children of the Most High God. We give you all the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.